Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Coming up, we are going to be chatting with Aviram Meir. He's the uncle of Almog Meir Yan, a hostage that was held in Gaza. He joins us this morning. Aviram, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you? How are you feeling today?
Good morning to you all. I'm exciting and frightening at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
It gives lots of hope and lots of fears parallelly. So it's complicated, but it's the beginning of what we're wishing for in the last 467 days, I believe, or 68. So this is what we want, and this is what we wish for, and let the business begin. Let them go out today, not on Sunday, today.
Right, right. How's the hostage forum, the families responded? Because obviously at this stage, it's unclear who is still alive, who is healthy, who is being released, when. It must be complete torment for the families, in a way even worse, because there's hope, but there's dread, surely.
I can tell you that it's very complicated. Practically, we don't know the situation, the mental and physical situation of the hostages. More than that, we don't know live or dead. We don't know anything. I believe that the Hamas don't know, like us. They have to organize themselves. And this brings lots of tensions between the families. Everybody wants that his dear will go out of Gaza. It's a very delicate period of time, complicated. Lots of people are angry. They think that their hostages won't get free. And they are expressing it very aggressively. So our mission now is to take the process as easy as possible, and to help all the other families. I'm a family of hostage who came back, and now I'm helping other families to control themselves during this long process. It's 42 days for the first stage of the deal.
Excruciating.
And it's a long time, and I believe things will happen those days, and we are there to help and support.
And of course, to assist even afterwards. You've had the experience with Almog and trying to assist him and guide him back into life, following his ordeal. So there must be many lessons learned that could be helpful to them.
Lots of the health system and the IDF are made their operations and their plans how to receive the hostages. Even members of the family forum will be there to support. I believe they'll do a good job. I believe in our case it was a little bit chaos because it was suddenly, but now they are organized, and every day they have about 3 hostages who come back. They'll do a good job. I believe they'll do it, and lots of systems and institutes are supporting this process, I believe it will be healthy for the families and the hostages that they will then when they come back.
How is Almog doing?
Almog living his life is really good, I believe. I can share that he produced a party for the memory of his best friend who've been murdered in the Nova festival, and he made it alone. So this party that he produced at last Saturday,
yes,
for him it was the perfect healing.
Wow, almost a closure.
No, it's not a closure.
Not closure.
It's even not close to closure, but it's part of the process.
The process, okay.
It's part of the process, yeah. And even though he did it by himself.
Right.
And I was very satisfied that he took this responsibility and went with it all the way.
Amazing. What a difficult journey. And it is... at least something very, very positive and reassuring that there are people like you who are there to assist with the families. That is where we leave it. We'll try and speak to you next week to check in again. Aviram Meir, he's the uncle of Almog Meir, Jan, who was a hostage held in Gaza, who was freed some time ago. It is 8:22.